This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
In this episode, we will talk about how our love life could relate to Taylor Swift's songs. So when I was beginning to fall in love with her music, I kept seeing articles and interviews that says her songs are relatable to her fans who are in relationship with their boyfriends or ex-boyfriends or the guys they have a crush on. When I started to love her songs, I tried to put those puzzles from her song lyrics into my puzzles of the guys I like or maybe I had crush on. So let me share with you some. Love Story, as I mentioned in episode 5, was the first song that made me fall in love with Taylor. I tried to relate the song with the guy I used to be attracted to when I was in secondary school. The only part I could match it was the one-liner when it says that they were both quite young when they first met each other. I tried to relate it with those guys I went out for dates with. I cannot even share it here because I couldn't fit any of those songs with them. But this recent 1 or 2 years, I could relate the whole song to someone. Okay, a little story about this is that we knew each other from secondary school. And every time I want to find comfort, I will have flashbacks of us when we were both in school. We will smile at each other. So at times, she will approach me at the school foyer while I was with my friends. And during the 1989 era, we know that Taylor Swift's songs were being debated that it is about her friendship with Karlie Kloss and Diana Agron from Glee, which explains some gender-neutral use in the lyrics and some lyrics linking to their hangouts. That is when my brain started to reanalyze the whole, you know, songs that she has written all this while. When I re-listened to it, I could relate it to my own stories. That's the funny thing. And those moments that I experienced, which I tried to deny or let it go, thinking that it is nothing, this time become more meaningful. I can say that the song lyrics become like more evidently practical to my real life, and it seems like she knows exactly my life story, line by line. My friend Harry always teased me when Wildest Dreams played on his Spotify or YouTube Music. And many times he would like purposely sing those songs out loud to me after I told him stories about my adventures or dinners I had with my girl crushes. There was one time when I was looking forward to go to Canada, he even uses that song to actually remind me of the upcoming road trip to Ottawa that my friend in Canada has planned for us. Especially to the lyrics when Taylor wrote about avoiding the city and go to some place where there will be no one. And of course, the storyline doesn't end up well, it seems always. Every time he teased me with that song, I couldn't deny that he is right. As for me, I love to change the part instead of using he is so tall, I will always like change the song lyrics to she is so tall. She asked us to try to relate the songs to our own life, isn't it? So what I did was literally doing the same thing. Instead of using he, I will use she. Another song in 1989 that is a bit similar to Wildest Dream is I Know Places. I always have this song in mind when I feel like if ever this someone would feel the same way and worried about how the society or norm viewed our relationship, we should not be worried at all. We can afford to go anywhere in the world where no one knows where we are. In fact, I have been to this one beautiful place. It is so secluded and peaceful in Alaska. It is so quiet at night that the surrounding silence is deafening. You could sleep straight till morning without being bothered with any noise. And I could even hear my ears ringing and myself breathe. That place is so perfect. I ended up talking more than I planned to about 1989 album instead in this episode, apparently. There is this track 11 called This Love in 1989. This song is like my formula to go to for any situation when I am already deep falling for someone. The past heartbreak situations which I had gone through over the years has been like very successful. I could manage it whenever I find someone new. However, I believe some formulas are not effective anymore over a period of time.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
I believe you guys have heard of Style. Style is one of my favorite songs. Melody is like, well, models striding at a fashion show. So whenever I listen to it, you will see me walking confidently at a grand staircase. Alright, the beat will automatically make your walking posture better. Alright, the song is very catchy, but the lyrics is so accurate. I will not expect that this song to fit that kind of lyrics. Personally, for me, I find that whenever I am with this someone, even after not seeing her for 7 years, whenever I am with her, I feel like I'm so comfortable and still feel the same thing as before. I am not complaining that I don't like it, because sometimes feelings tend to fade after a few years when you don't see someone for quite some time. But this specific person keeps getting stronger, and it is too overwhelming that I wanted to leave or do something just so I can leave, and eventually this feeling will fade. In fact, I have tried a few times, but seems like this one is not working. I am not sure what to do though. With the last song in 1989, which I feel like I cannot relate yet, is the last track, Clean. Okay, I would love to try to relate this song with my life, but I find that the melody and lyrics is really sad. This song is something really like an authentic love. Someone who has been with the love of her life, then she needs to let go of her for some reasons they cannot avoid. So far, I don't remember experiencing this except recently with this someone whom I mentioned a while ago. But I still don't want to take it to another route like how Clean is. And I hope that it will not be difficult when I will be the one who decided to leave this time.
To purchase a copy of the second edition of Masterpiece in Your Heart, visit Amazon.com or www.winterscribbler.com. For any feedbacks and questions, email us at winterscribbler@gmail.com.
All right, babes, if you guys have anything that you would like to share regarding your experiences with women whom you were or are still attracted to, please remember to email to me and share. And if you don't mind sharing to the listeners in our upcoming episodes, I would be happy to. Thank you for listening and see you all soon.